The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear, we don't want to hear, but we have to hear.
We're court ordered to hear.
Good news.
I have to send this to the judge.
We get a lot of texts from people going, oh, you guys are always so negative. Why are you so negative? Because.
Because that's life.
Because.
Because we're good at it. So we want to hear something good. Tell me something.
Tell me something good.
Okay. Does it go up that high? Or did I go to a wrong note? Doesn't matter.
Tell me that you love me. Yeah.
So here's mine. I saw a news story. I don't have anything really good to say personally, but a woman just... this story reminded me of you, Erin. Because you, when you decided to be good recently...
Still working on it.
Erin was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to rip one of my kidneys out and hand it to somebody. No cash, no muss, no fuss. Here you go. Who needs one? Step right up, get your kidney. Yeah.
Yeah, the pendulum swung a little too hard.
Yeah.
A woman in Detroit donated a kidney to a man she didn't even know. She just met him at the gym.
Wow.
He's 72 years old. He's an employee there. He'd been on the transplant list for years and years, like 5 or 6 years.
Six years, yeah.
Okay. And then she met him, whatever, went to sleep, had a dream that she gave him the kidney, probably super vivid or whatever, came in and said, can I just rule it out? Let's see if I'm a tissue match.
Yeah.
She checked. She's a match. And she gave him a kidney. Didn't know him. He's 72 years old.
Wow.
And now he's back at work.
I can't. What do you think? What's his reaction? Can we just see if we're a match? And he's like,
do you know how many
ma'am, I don't know
who
you.
I've gotten kidneys, have gotten it from like, because you try forever. My nephew was on the list forever. Nobody was a match. Like his father wasn't a match. Nobody was a match. Eventually his sister was. But like, there are other people. It's like, I need a kidney bumper sticker with a QR code or whatever.
That's what inspired me. I was like, well, let me look.
And
wow.
And then it's like, okay, sure. That happens more often than you think.
Really? Wow. I remember giving a big presentation in school about, I think they should change the laws. I think you should be automatically, when you get your driver's license, you should automatically be an organ donor.
And you have to opt out.
And you can opt out. Instead of having to opt in. Because you can still opt out if for religious, whatever reason, if you want to opt out,
100%,
you still can.
It should be opt out.
But because there's so many people who just, they think they are, but they're not registered.
Yeah, if you don't have a heart on your driver's license, you're not.
Yes. And it's just so important.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely do that. Because there was all those rumors where it's like, oh, they check your ID and like, oh, he's a donor. Let's go ahead and kill him.
Yeah, or like we don't have to.
That doesn't happen.
I'm just
letting you know the ER docs don't care.
No.
If like,
yeah,
they can saw your kidneys out. So
I've tried.
Right.
They denied me.
So we have tons of other stories we want to tell you, but we want to hear like something as good as that. Like you got a kidney or you just... tell us something heroic.
Yeah.
Something. Look, I don't even have good examples because I'm so good at saying bad crap. So if you've got good news for us, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's good news in here about a pilot. I actually saw a different pilot story. It's way less, but it was a picture of a pilot with his son in the cockpit from like 30 or so years ago. Okay. And then underneath it was another picture of the pilot and his son, who is now also a pilot in the same cockpit. Like they recreated the picture.
Yeah, that's not that good.
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's good news. This pilot one, though, I mean, I don't know if I would be upset or not because I get upset when it happens here.
When people bring pizza in?
Yeah, it's like, hey, top notch.
Here's an award for everyone who's not celiac.
Yeah. Like if I was stuck
Erin,
on a...
you keep working.
If I was stuck on a tarmac, they said that they had an hours long delay or something.
They had to park the plane. I think the people got off the plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because the picture I saw, they had to get off the plane for hours or something wrong with the plane or whatever.
Yeah.
So they made everybody deboard and they were in some podunk somewhere in like New Mexico. So they didn't have other, it's not like you landed at a hub where you can just like move that plane over that was supposed to go to St. Louis. They had to wait for the plane to get fixed. So the pilot and all the restaurants were closed.
Yeah. Because it was at like 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning.
And somehow there's a pizza joint open in New Mexico. And so the pilot ordered a bunch of pizzas.
Wow,
30
that's cool.
pizzas. And was just like, hey, so sorry.
And then he waited on the plane as everybody got on the plane, said, I'm so sorry about the wait. And everybody's like, dude, you're a rock star. Thank you.
It's not even his fault. That's a super nice guy.
He still just wanted to be a representative for good, for the positiveness of mankind.
I like it.
Love that.
So that's good news. Do we have any personal stories of good news? Okay, perfect.
Let me think. Come up with something.
I've got a good news story for you that you just told off the air.
What is that?
Your son attended a Lego event.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to build a minifig.
We did, yeah. And he found...
the needle in the haystack.
Yeah, it's the original from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie when he first makes the Spider-Man suit, and it's like kind of...
The jacket.
Yeah, it's like not really Spider-Man, it's like a hood kind of. And my son has been looking for that forever, and he was able to find it at Bricks and Minifigs. It just opened in Centennial.
Okay. There we go.
That was good news. Nice. Yeah.
I will say this. If your good news is as lame as anything involving T-Hack, like father and son sitting in a cockpit or a minifig.
Well, at least that guy's son is a pilot. I'm just digging through Lego bins with mine. Like, right.
That's cool.
Says more about me.
Send us a picture 20 years from now when the two of you are still out at Bricks and Minifigs, actually working there. Yeah. All right. Tell us something good. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So for some reason, we've decided to blow up the show format and just talk about good things for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
For some reason. It's court ordered.
I know. I forget what we did to get that. All right. So tell us something good. Jillian?
Yay.
Yay. What's good?
I'm as of Saturday, 2 years post-kidney transplant.
Woo!
Wow.
And are there milestones with a kidney transplant? Like you have to make it past like 6 months and then you know it's not going to reject or something?
No, you can reject at any point. I actually had some rejection at the end of December, so you can reject at any point. But I actually was treated and everything is good, back to being good now.
That's awesome, Jillian. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
You feel better like instantly, right? When you receive, like... For my niece and nephew who went through it, like my nephew was like, ugh. And then she gave him a kidney and then she's like, ugh. And he's like, woo. Like the next day, because like you, if you give a kidney, you're down a kidney. When you get one, you're suddenly like, hello, this hasn't worked in forever.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, because I was down to, I think I was down to 5% in one and 2% in other.
Good God.
And so when I got a kidney, now it's like I feel much better. I can actually, I was still working and everything, but now I go to work and I feel better. I'm more refreshed. I can actually do things. So, yeah, and that was a deceased donor. So unfortunately, somebody had to pass and somebody was my age and... Their family unfortunately had a tragedy, and then I got to live my life. So I'm out here living my life.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Nice. That's good news on good news. Thank you for the call, Jillian.
It's so important to be an organ donor.
I love that you're championing this cause right now. It's actually pretty cool. Well, you are one, right?
I am, yeah. And it's like the easiest thing ever. But
let me see your license.
I trust him.
No, I do too.
I don't know why you'd lie about that. Brett. Brett?
Oh, no.
Oh, that was really awkward.
Mm. He had bad news, I guess.
Desiree?
Yay.
Tell us something good.
Well, I am just a driver. I drive around in a bus all day. But the bus that I drive around picks up people that can't help themselves on a normal basis. Like the best story that I ever heard was someone who was scared to leave their house, hasn't left their house in like 5 or 6 years. When RTD Accessoride started doing their services, they hooked up with them, and it was like the first time they left their house and was able to go to the store again with somebody's assistance. Some of these people who ride our services, I mean, they're terrified of everything in their normal lives. And because we're here to help them, get them to where they're trying to go with a kind heart and a smile, it brings a very warm feeling to my heart. Because my mom was wrapped around a foam pole when I was very young in a car wreck. Oh, and she had to learn how to read and count. Wow. And she got put in a coma. So I was just like 6 years old. So if we had a service like this, it would have changed my mom's life. You know what I mean? Wow. She could have went to the store without begging for help from everybody, paying lots of money to get on a taxi cab, you know, or pay, you know, it just was so hard to get to a doctor. Get on a regular bus. You got to get on one bus. You got to transfer to another bus. It's going to take you 4 hours just to get downtown. Wow. You know, this service will take you from one door to another. It's just a bus. It's just a ride.
It's not just a bus, and you're not just a driver. Look at what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a job with a meaning. Like every day, like it makes my heart warm right now. Like it brings tears to my eyes because I absolutely love this job. I change people's lives. I help them. It makes an impact on people's lives every single day. It makes an impact on my life every day because I get to be part of it.
I love that. We can feel your passion.
Yeah, thank you for that, Desiree. I mean, that was she was infectious.
Yeah.
Didn't we used to run a commercial though? All I could think of the whole time was like,
no.
It was like, you don't wanna be one.
I don't wanna think about that.
Okay, let's keep going here. Kendall.
Hey.
Tell us something good.
I got to see two of my friends that I met 21 years ago in college.
You just got to see them? You just happened to drive past them? Or did you set up something where you actually hung out with them?
I was working for one of them, and then my other one came down to meet us.
Okay.
I love that.
And
a
you
little
just
reunion.
Had like a reunion of sorts?
Yeah, exactly. It's been 21 years. I'm Aww. So grateful that we're still friends.
The bromance is alive and well.
I love that.
Nice.
I got to reunite with my college roomies too.
Yeah, recently. Not too long ago.
That was fun.
Saxon,
tell us something good.
I am going to the Navy November 2nd after about a year of just trying to get in.
Congratulations.
You wanted
you
to
in.
Get in and they finally accepted you.
Yes. It's been a minute.
Wow, congrats.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, thank you for your service. Preemptively.
And thank you for that correction.
Yeah, this is why I can't get in the Navy.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.